I'm Tim Letzmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. A buddy of mine was fishing a lake. It was a very clear water lake. It was a very deep lake, and it had a lot of vegetation. And he knew there were a lot of fish in that vegetation. He could see them on the camera, but he was having a hard time getting his lure into that heavy veg. So he used a technique that he uses in the summertime, and it worked quite well. I'll tell you what he was doing, but first...
By the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and 1 last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish.
My buddy was fishing a lake that was very clear, a lot of vegetation, and it was a very deep weed line. He decided he was going to get some of those bluegills out of these weeds, but he was having a hard time getting a jig to bust through this stuff. He could get his camera down through these mats of vegetation, and once his camera was in there, he could see a lot of fish swimming around through those stalks, but he couldn't get his lure down there. So he decided to try a technique that he uses in the summertime called a drop shot rig. He put a heavier sinker on the end of the line, and then he tied his hook about 16 inches above that sinker, and then he put a couple of wax worms on that hook and sent that down through the vegetation. What he discovered was those bluegills that were in that vegetation were very active. They were very aggressive. And the only way that he could get his waxworms down to those bluegills was by punching through that vegetation with a heavy sinker on a drop shot rig. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.